The Path of the Patient Heart. A guided meditation on patience, tolerance, and simplicity. Finding your sacred ground. Welcome, my friend. Come, sit with me here in this moment where the earth meets the sky, where your breath meets the wind. I am an old voice, speaking through many seasons, many moons, many storms and calms. Today we gather not to rush, not to achieve, but simply to be. Find your place now. Whether you sit upon the ground or rest in a chair, let your spine be like the ancient pine, straight and tall, yet flexible enough to bend with the wind. Place your hands gently upon your knees or in your lap, as a bird might rest its wings after a long flight. Close your eyes if you wish, or soften your gaze upon a single point before you. Let us begin with the breath, for the breath is the first gift and the last gift, the companion that never leaves us. Breathe in slowly through your nose, drawing the afternoon air deep into your belly. Feel it expand like the great sky expanding at dawn. Hold this breath for a moment, not with force but with gentleness, as you might hold a butterfly that has landed on your palm. Now release it slowly through your mouth, letting go of all that does not serve you in this moment. The worries of yesterday, the concerns of tomorrow, let them flow out like water returning to the river. Again, breathe in and out. With each breath, you sink deeper into the earth beneath you and rise higher into the spaciousness above. You are the bridge between earth and sky, solid and infinite, grounded and free. Our mantra for this journey. I am the mountain, I am the stream. Patient as stone, flowing as water. Let these words echo in your heart as we continue. You need not speak them aloud, but feel them resonate within you like the deep drum that calls us home. The teaching of patience, the mountain's wisdom. Now, my friend, let me share with you the first teaching, the teaching of patience, as the mountain has taught it to me through countless seasons. Picture before you a great mountain, ancient and weathered. This mountain has stood for thousands of years, perhaps millions. It has watched civilizations rise and fall, seen forests grow and burn and grow again. The mountain does not hurry. It does not worry about when the snow will come or when it will melt. It simply stands. You too have this mountain within you. In your bones, in your spirit, there is something that knows how to wait without anxiety, how to endure without suffering. This is patience, not passive waiting, but active presence. Feel this now in your body. Where do you hold impatience? Perhaps in your shoulders, tight and lifted. Perhaps in your jaw, clenched against time. Breathe into these places. Send them the mountain's message. There is time. There has always been time. Time is not running out. It is cycling, like the seasons, like your breath. The eagle does not rush the wind. The seed does not hurry to become the tree. The river does not race anxiously to the sea. It knows it will arrive. And you, dear one, you will arrive at each moment exactly when you are meant to. When impatience visits you, and it will, for it visits us all, remember the mountain, feel your feet upon the earth, feel the solidness of your being. You are not late, you are not behind, you are exactly where the great web of life has woven you to be in this moment. Breathe in patience like the mountain breathes in centuries. Breathe out any urgency that does not serve your highest good. Let your heart beat slow to match the rhythm of the earth itself, steady, sure, eternal. I am the mountain, I am the stream. Patient as stone, flowing as water. Rest here for a moment in this knowing. You have all the time you need. The universe is not in a hurry with you, so why should you be in a hurry with yourself? The teaching of tolerance, the circle of all beings. Now we turn to the second teaching, tolerance, which the old ones called the wisdom of the great circle. Look around you in your mind's eye, see the great circle of life. Every creature, every plant, every stone has its place. The hawk does not judge the mouse for being small. The mouse does not resent the hawk for being a hunter. Each follows its nature, each has its role in the great dance. We humans, we sometimes forget this teaching. We want others to walk our path, to see through our eyes, to carry our beliefs. But the forest teaches us differently. The oak grows beside the willow, the rose beside the thorn. They do not compete for the right to exist. They simply grow, each in their own way, creating together a tapestry richer than any could weave alone. Think now of someone who challenges your patience, someone whose ways are different from yours. Hold them gently in your mind, not to change them, not to judge them, but simply to see them. They, too, are walking a path, carrying burdens you cannot see, fighting battles you know nothing about. Tolerance does not mean you must agree. It does not mean you must accept harm or walk away from your own truth. Tolerance means understanding that every being is a sacred story unfolding, just as you are. Their chapter may read differently than yours, but it is no less valid, no less important in the great book of existence. The wind does not blow the same way every day, yet the tree learns to dance with all its moods. The rain falls on the just and unjust alike, showing us that nature herself practices radical acceptance. Can we learn from this? Can we allow others their journey while honoring our own? Breathe in tolerance now, not as weakness, but as strength. It takes a mighty spirit to hold space for difference. It takes courage to say, "You may walk your way, and I will walk mine," and perhaps where our paths cross, we will share a moment of understanding. Feel your heart soften, not into compromise of your values, but into compassion for the struggle that every being faces. We are all trying to find our way home. We are all seeking the light, even when we stumble in darkness. I am the mountain, I am the stream. Patient as stone, flowing as water. Like water, we can flow around obstacles rather than crash against them. Like the mountain, we can stand firm in our own truth while allowing others to stand in theirs. The teaching of simplicity, the way of the clear stream. The final teaching for this afternoon is simplicity, perhaps the most challenging for the modern heart, yet the most liberating. Watch a stream sometime, how it moves. It does not choose the complicated path. It finds the simplest way, flowing around rocks, taking the natural course. It carries only what it needs, water and movement, nothing more. We have forgotten this wisdom. We carry so much, not just in our hands, but in our minds, our hearts. Worries upon worries, possessions upon possessions, opinions upon opinions. We are like travelers who have packed for 1,000 journeys when we are only taking one. What can you set down? Right now, in this moment, what burden can you place beside the path? It will be there if you truly need it, but for now, in this sacred afternoon moment, you can walk unburdened. Simplicity is not poverty. It is not denying yourself joy or beauty. Simplicity is knowing what is essential and what is excess. The bird builds its nest with just what is needed, no more, no less. It does not wonder if its nest is as good as the eagle's or as elaborate as the weaver's. It builds what it needs, and then it sings. Can you find your song again? Beneath all the complexity you've accumulated, there is a simple melody that is yours alone. It might be as simple as the joy of breathing, the pleasure of sunlight on your face, the comfort of a kind word. The ancestors knew this. The best life is not the one with the most, but the one with the deepest appreciation for what is. A single flower deeply seen is worth more than a garden glanced at while running past. Breathe in simplicity now. Feel how easy it is. Just air entering, air leaving. No effort, no struggle, no complication. This is the way life is meant to be lived, with the ease of breath, the simplicity of the present moment. I am the mountain. I am the stream, patient as stone, flowing as water. Integration, carrying the teachings forward. Now, my friend, our afternoon journey together draws toward its close, but the teachings remain with you. They are not mine to give. They belong to all beings, written in the turning of seasons, sung in the voice of the wind. As you prepare to return to your daily path, feel these three gifts settling into your bones. Patience, like the mountain that knows how to wait. Tolerance, like the forest that makes room for all. Simplicity, like the stream that finds the clearest way. Begin to deepen your breath now. Feel your body here in this moment, in this place. Wiggle your fingers and toes like leaves stirring in a gentle breeze. When you are ready, open your eyes if they were closed, or lift your gaze if it was lowered. Look around you with new eyes. Everything you see is your teacher. The chair that supports you teaching patience. The air that surrounds you teaching tolerance. The simple fact of being alive teaching simplicity. Rise slowly when you are ready. Place your hand on your heart and honor yourself for taking this time, for walking this ancient path, even for these few moments. You carry the wisdom of ages within you. You always have. Remember, you are never alone. The mountain stands with you. The stream flows with you. The great circle of life holds you always. Walk gently, my friend. Walk with patience, tolerance, and simplicity. And when you forget, as we all forget, simply return to your breath, return to this moment, return to the wisdom that lives in your bones. I am the mountain, I am the stream, patient as stone, flowing as water. Until we meet again on this sacred path, may you walk in beauty. May you live in harmony. May you rest in peace.